This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about anything you want, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live, is we give you a way to express your opinion on national radio. And if you value that, you might consider joining the AMP program. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. Basically, it's money that is used to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, hence its name. It gets us on more radio stations, it gets our podcasts out there to more listeners, and it hopefully gets our video streams out there to more viewers. So CleoCat here has decided they like the show, and they want to help us, you know, reach a larger audience, and they're contributing $10 per month as a gold member. We don't ask that. We just ask $5 per month to get into the AMP program. So check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phone. So we've got Antonio calling. Antonio, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to help you clarify a little bit with that the blonde-headed article you were reading.
Okay.
So whenever I'm pretty sure whenever they were talking about the Central Park Five, a lot, you know, back in the 90s, Donald Trump was actually one of the big part of them, that he put billboards up in New York City talking about convince the Central Park Five, even though, you know, 20 years later they were all released on DNA evidence. And he also has an apartment covered in gold leaf in New York City. So I'm pretty sure that that writer was just on a tangent about Trump being blonde, I guess.
Okay, that seems about right. Now, who are the Central Park Five? This is not something I'm familiar with.
Yeah, of course. So the Central Park Five, now, if I have any inaccuracies, forgive me, but it was five black young men, I think school age, that were all convicted of beating and raping a white woman who was jogging through Central Park. And then I think recently, within the last 5 years, if I'm not mistaken, were their sentence was appealed, and they were given a verdict of $44 million from the state of New York because DNA evidence proves them not guilty.
Wow. And how long were they in prison?
I'm thinking 25, 30 years, something
wow.
like that. The majority of their lives.
There is no amount of money that could give them what they lost.
No,
yeah, and a lot of people, I remember whenever Donald Trump first started running for office, everybody was like, you know, because even after the court system let these guys go and awarded them $44 million, you know, he was still, no, they did it. You know, those boys beat and raped that woman, blah, 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 even though, you know, DNA evidence pointed that it was a Caucasian man.
That, Trump said that?
Raped the lady.
Trump was
yeah.
still saying
yeah,
it?
I mean, yeah, I know after they were released, he still was firm on his belief of them doing it. However, he is the type of man to never say he was wrong, which, you know, take that as you will.
Wow, that's so messed up. I never heard of that.
Thank you so much for the clarification, Antonio. I had never heard of it either, and I'm not surprised at Donald Trump. You know, you're absolutely right. He is the type of person who is unable to admit when he's wrong, even if he's clearly wrong. So what we're talking about here is an article from this horrific-looking woman from the cut. Bonnie actually looked up pictures of her, and I could see why this particular person has a vendetta against attractive people in general.
I can just see in her face that she's never been called, like, slutty and dumb, and then she's jealous of that.
That's a weird thing to be jealous of. But let's get back into the article, because she's got some, let's call them, interesting insights.
So she says, since about only 2% of the world has naturally blonde hair, being blonde is a choice, and the means used to get there can be very easy to read, as can the choice of which sort of blonde precisely one wishes to be. My best friend, he is always getting his hair, like, almost white blonde. Like, I've never seen anybody else with, like, the whiteness of blonde that he gets. And he's always, like, bragging about the place he goes in Austin. But he's not racist, and he's not, I don't know, like, I wouldn't say anything that this lady's saying.
Is he a member of a country club?
No.
No?
I don't think anyone could definitively make an argument that someone is racist because they choose to dye their hair blonde. I mean, that's just a personal choice. I don't see how a person's hair color could possibly link to whether or not they're
and
racist.
And what about the African-Americans who have blonde hair? Because they dye their hair blonde sometimes, or they get weave that's blonde, or they get dreads that are blonde, or...
She's not making very good... It just sounds like she's mad. When I clicked on one of the pictures of her face, a thing popped up that said it's apparently a rule in journalism that women, the biggest stance they'll take if they're a journalist, will be one that will be trying to argue that some kind of feature that they have should be considered attractive in society. So apparently...
Can you rephrase that? I didn't follow.
Journalists who are women, it's apparently like a joke that the biggest stance they'll take in their career will be something about making a part about them, like, say, if I wanted black hair to be more attractive and I was a journalist and I was always writing, like, people need to make black hair more attractive. Apparently that's like a trope of female journalists, and that's what she's following.
Well, we can assume that's what she's following, but she's... ultimately just uttering nonsense.
And she keeps trying to compare blonde hair to right-wingers, but when we were on the break, I was thinking about it, and, like, Hillary Clinton has very, like, iconically blonde hair. She always has.
I thought she was a brunette for some reason.
I did, too, but I thought she was gray now.
Yeah.
Oh, am I wrong?
Maybe it's just, like, white hair.
Oh, man, in my memory, it's, like, blonde.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's a brunette.
Oh, really? That's crazy.
Maybe it's not white hair.
Well, I mean, it's probably white now.
Okay, so, yeah, so I am right.
Wow, that's crazy. I guess I just remembered her blonde, or, like, gray hair and thought she was blonde.
But, I mean, there are plenty of people on the left who do have blonde hair.
Because there's plenty of people of any race or any side of the political aisle or whatever that want to be blonde. It's just a silly thing in general. She's saying that the different types of blondes mean different things, too. She said, for every Carolyn Bessette Kennedy with expensive buttery chunks from the Brad John Salon, there is, somewhere out there, a Kendra Wilkinson. Do you guys know who she is?
I don't understand anything that you just said. Did you?
Yeah, I think okay. So.
She's saying for every, like, one that there's, like, a classy blonde, there's a Kendra Wilkinson, who's, like, a Playboy bunny.
What's wrong with that?
And she did very well for herself as well.
Yeah, I mean, these people have bad lives.
Isn't she a leftist? Why is she demonizing sex work like this?
Because she is mad because she has brown hair.
She can't be a Playboy bunny. Because it's not because her hair isn't blonde, lady. I've seen pictures of you. You could dye your hair blonde. It's not going to help.
Oh. Yeah, that's pretty true. It says the class implications are almost embarrassingly easy to spot. The alt-blonde common on Fox News is a specific look. It's layered in yellow and never too long. It's controlled and polished and always in place. It is weird.
They are
true.
Media personalities, though. I mean, this is true for Rachel Maddow as well. Her hair is always perfect. Oprah Winfrey's hair is always perfect. When they're on the air doing their thing.
Well, that's what they pay for.
Yes, they have makeup artists and hair people that they pay to make sure that these things are taken care of. It is weird that Fox News has a very specific look that they go for, but that's ultimately... I worked for IT as for a fitness company down in Mississippi back when I did IT work, and the owners very clearly had a certain type of woman to which they were attracted. And every single female employee there fit that stereotype. It's very easy to explain the similarities among the reporters at Fox News as, you know, just Rupert Murdoch, or whatever his name is, liking that look.
I'll have to go and look because I haven't really paid attention to know that they look a certain way. But now I'll be like, oh, wait.
They're almost indistinguishable.
Okay.
Have you seen the movie Bombshells?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that movie was so funny. Yeah, they're all blonde in there, too.
I've never seen Bombshells.
It was about the guy, I always forget his name, but Roger Ailes being like a molester, and he was the top of Fox News, and it has someone playing Megyn Kelly. It's really funny.
Sounds fun. Well, it sounds kind of disturbing, but 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever you want. 1-603-283-6160. If you're watching on video, you'll notice a minor change up in the upper right corner where it now lists FreeTheCrypto6.com on the video streams, replacing whatever was there. I don't remember now because I did it at like 4:30 this morning. I don't remember exactly what I replaced. I think it was the Matrix server, actually.
You really don't like sleep.
I've got too much to do to sleep. But no, I do, in general, hate sleep, even before I was as busy as I currently am, because it takes me away from being productive. And I would much rather be productive than not productive. And being asleep is like the definition of not productive.
Now, do you think that if you were more rested, that you would be sharper or quicker, or that you would be better at being as productive? Because you're great at being productive, but do you think that it could benefit you?
It would. Wednesdays are the worst days, really. I'm not going to be productive when I leave here tonight. I'm going to go home and do nothing. But that's because my Wednesdays start at like 8:30 in the morning, and that's unusual.
What time does your Tuesday end?
My Tuesday ended this time about 4:30.
So when you finish that, you're like, oh, I got to get a few hours sleep.
It was somewhere around 4:30 or 5. I don't know the exact time. But that's only because I have to work at my other job on day shift on Wednesdays, and that's normally not the case. I can normally sleep until 1 or 2 in the afternoon and get plenty of rest while other people are out there being productive and doing whatever the hell it is normal people do at 9 in the morning. I'm sleeping because I'm up at 4:30 in the morning being otherwise productive.
Yes, when I'm sleeping, you're awake.
Yes. I would rather not sleep at all, but they don't have a pill for that. Well, they do, but it makes you go crazy, so...
Wait, they do have a pill that makes you not sleep?
Well...
Oh, well,
not really.
There could be a pill.
I was referring to, like, meth or something.
Oh,
like
yeah. Can't really say something that's not a pill.
Yeah.
But even just, like, without a drug, if you don't sleep, you go crazy. Happened to Ian.
Yeah, it did happen to Ian, but that was related.
How long did
to...
he stay awake?
For, like, 4 days.
On purpose?
Yeah, because...
Well, not really. That was related to LSD.
Okay.
And...
I was like, wait a minute.
But it was on purpose because he was, like, he had this revelation that he didn't need sleep.
And that time wasn't real, standing there naked at the top of the stairs, declaring that time is not real.
Ellen, how long did he sleep when he fell asleep?
I don't know.
I don't know. I would never
I know. It was so bad that Mark paid the college kids who were living like down the street $100 to just take Ian off of his hands.
Oh, wow.
Just let him stay here for a few days and let him...
That's great.
Oh, my God.
Didn't he get committed because of that? I don't remember how it all ended, but
did the college kids have something to do with the commitment?
Yeah, I think he got committed briefly. Speaking of LSD, though, you have an interesting story about a CEO who was using LSD to coincidentally boost his productivity and who has now been fired for doing so. But before we get into that, let's go to the phones. We got Bobby calling from Florida. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I wanted to mention that brunette, blonde, red, all y'all look wonderful. And so I just wanted to mention that first. And then
thanks.
I wanted to get on the topic of the libertarian way. We had the Dwayne Wright shooting, and that's the one where the officer was supposed to tase the guy and actually shot him.
Right.
And I've heard a lot of, like media and like different podcasts and different places, they're talking about, oh, it's the libertarian dream to abolish the police and, you know, defund them and all this and that. And I know that...
Are you moving away from your phone as you're speaking, or...
No, I'm right up next to it, but on the side of your end, it sounds like there's like a little... electronical sound.
Yes, there is. Don't get me started on that stupid ghost noise. I've been tracing it down for the better part of 2 weeks and have not isolated it yet. But the volume going up and down, that's a new development.
Let me get to the question. What do you guys, and if it was me or you, we would definitely be in jail for shooting somebody accidentally, and they don't. So what do we do in these cases, and what's the libertarian way to take care of this? And that was the question.
The libertarian way would be to have the ideal way to take care of this would be to not have a police force going around tasing and shooting people. Just like we don't need a fire department going around patrolling. A police department, whether they're private or public, would be better served if they only responded to actual reported crimes. I don't know how this story originated. I don't know if this was a traffic stop or what. Do you happen to know, Bobby?
Yeah, he was out and he had a warrant for him. And so they found his car and they pulled him over. And then he got out of the car. And then I guess he was resisting arrest and was trying to get back in the car. And then that's when she had a Glock in her hand the whole time, though. And then she never even pulled her taser, the taser, and then shot the guy as he was, you know, standing by the door of his car.
Yeah, it's a horrific story, and, I mean, people want a quick soundbite-type answer to these sorts of questions, and I really wish I could give one. But, you know, there's the libertarian ideology in regard to the police department, it encompasses a broad view of things. I mean, it can't be condensed down to a three-minute audio clip, unfortunately, and that's why more people aren't drawn to the liberty movements, because we can't sell our ideas that way. People don't want to listen to, they don't want to read a 400-page book about how a society could function without the state controlling a police force. They want to hear, you know, a politician stand there and tell them, oh, cops are bad, but we're going to implement this policy and we're going to give them more money and diversity training and it's going to solve everything, right? So I don't know that I actually can answer your question about how a libertarian society could handle this, because it, first of all, you have to go back to the point that the vast majority of these things that people are being incarcerated for and killed over and arrested over shouldn't be crimes in the first place. Because we shouldn't have a state there telling people, hey, you can't use this organic substance, or you can't drive without a driver's license, or you can't sell this thing to people. Whatever the case may be, the vast majority of these things shouldn't be laws in the first place, or shouldn't be crimes in the first place. So police shouldn't be harassing people for doing those things, and yet they are. So you can't just start at, oh, well, what would a libertarian cop have done? Or, you know, however you phrase the question, you have to trace it all the way back. And by then, everyone's already tuned out because they didn't get that 10-second soundbite that they wanted.
Yeah, I think that in a libertarian society, obviously there wouldn't be a government that had a police force over the entire United States or over an entire state. And because of that, they would have, you know, more incentives if there were cops to not mess up as bad. So it just wouldn't happen every, like, you know, three times a week in America if America had, you know, no government making a police force that has no accountability.
It would be better in a libertarian society, but how exactly to portray that to people, I don't know, man. It's a complicated issue, and it's not going to be solved anytime soon, unfortunately, because a spiritual awakening, I hate to use the word spiritual, but some sort of awakening is necessary for people to realize that this boot on their neck that is the state is not necessary. It's just a parasite sucking their blood, and it's not bringing them any benefit, but it has convinced them that they need it in order to live.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is going to push his plan to rebuild the American economy following the coronavirus crisis. He's expected to push two massive spending proposals. One is an infrastructure plan, while the other aims to make a major federal investment in things like child care and paid family leave. One thing is for sure, though, according to Republican Senator Ted Cruz from Texas.
We've seen trillions of dollars of spending, and tonight Joe Biden is going to propose trillions of dollars more. He's going to propose trillions of dollars in additional taxes. If you're an American, if you're working, your taxes are going up.
Cruz speaking there on Fox News. The investigation into Rudy Giuliani's Ukraine dealings is heating up. The FBI searching the former New York City mayor's apartment and office on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News. On Tuesday, the CDC recommendations for wearing face masks outdoors was revised. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying fully vaccinated people can gather in small crowds without masks outdoors. Johns Hopkins Hospital Dr. Marty McCrary tells Fox News we could have had this information made available to us a long time ago.
It's about 14 months too late. Remember, a lot of the research that they're citing came out last year, and it's not much of a loosening. If you think about it, all they really told us is that if you're fully vaccinated, you can be in small crowds without a mask. Look, the outside is entirely safe. This is settled science, and the public health leaders and our politicians could do us a big favor by taking off their mask after they're fully vaccinated. The only exception is when you're indoors in a public setting, business leaders are asking people to keep a mask on.
The Fed Reserve, after 2 days of meeting, says they are not planning on moving interest rates anytime soon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. 603-283-6160. And what's on my mind is LSD and shrooms and all of those other awesome spiritual drugs that help people become better people. Of course, I'm not allowed to do those at the moment. I'm okay with that. And I'm not allowed to do those because the FBI arrested me on March the 16th and gave me a long list of things I could and couldn't do. I mean, to be fair, the bail restrictions actually do not say I can't do drugs, but it would just be a bad idea. So I have no desire to at the moment. I think having a federal indictment hanging over your head is not the best time to eat a bunch of acid.
No, it's not a good state of mind.
Yeah. So... Even if I could, and even if I desired to, I would not do it simply because I'm smarter than that. But I've always been an advocate of doing these things to help grow as a person, to face one's own inner darkness, one's inner demons, to confront them and come out on the other side in a very Joseph Campbellian way, having slain the Minotaur within and moving on with your life, trying to make the world a better place.
Have you ever had a guided trip?
No.
Me either. That's why I was wondering, because I've heard that they can be very meditative and very healing.
Like, who guides you? Like, you pay for this? Or?
It was recommended that a Buddhist monk, like, we have a friend who is a Buddhist monk, but he wouldn't, like, it wasn't something that he was interested in doing at the time, but he had taken people on guided trips in the past.
I think it's big in some Native American cultures as well.
Yeah, like peyote with your whole family. I have some friends in Utah that were Native, and they've done peyote with, like, their mom and their grandma and everybody in, like, a big tent. And some people would, like, pass out and have to leave.
We had someone that came to visit that is associated with FTL that had done some things like that, and he said that he was very emotional and, like, he cried, and it was very peaceful for him.
Yeah.
They are positive things when used correctly, and it seems that at least one CEO of a company was aware of this and was using LSD, microdosing LSD, I believe, to boost his creativity. And I don't know for those who aren't aware, but microdosing, especially in the science community, is huge. Just about every physicist and chemist out there that you're going to run into, I don't know about just about, but a large percentage of them are microdosing LSD probably every day.
Now, I'm curious, what would be considered a microdose of LSD?
It would vary from person to person.
Okay. Well, they decided that Justin Zhu was fired as the CEO of a company he co-founded, Iterable, because he took LSD before a meeting in 2019.
I just feel like, who cares? Like, if he was doing a good job, if it was, like, making him, you know, color on the walls and stuff like that, I could understand. But if he was doing a good job, then that's not a reason to fire someone.
So presumably shareholders fired him?
It says that the San Francisco-based tech company valued at $2 billion announced the departure of its chief executive officer, Justin, in an email to employees. The letter did not specify why he was being ousted, only saying that he violated company policy, but the fired CEO claimed his termination was due to his LSD consumption. Speaking to Bloomberg, which first reported the story, Zhu said he took the illegal drug before a meeting in 2019 as a part of microdosing regime. The increasingly popular practice of consuming very, very low doses of hallucinogenic drugs in a bid to improve his concentration. Now, the company was worth $2 billion, and he did this in 2019, and he wasn't fired until recently when it came into light, so I would say that he was doing something right.
It certainly sounds like it.
It says LSD, or lysergic acid dilethamide, is a powerful hallucinogenic drug that was first created in a lab in 1938. In the U.S., LSD is illegal and is classified by the Drug Enforcement Agency as a Scheduled 1 drug.
It is, and it's completely stupid. I mean, this is not a party drug. Even if you buy into the federal government's narrative that, you know, what the drugs that they say are bad, but the drugs that they say aren't bad, it's completely ridiculous to think that marijuana, psilocybin cubensis, that's magic mushrooms, and LSD should be classified as dangerous drugs with no medical benefit, because that's what Schedule 1 means. And countless amounts of research is being done that shows the tremendous medical benefits of psychedelics like psilocybin and LSD.
Yep.
So to say that they have no medical benefits whatsoever is just flat wrong.
Why doesn't the federal government get, like, you know, in trouble for being behind on the science?
Well, people would have to hold them accountable for that to happen.
I don't think that anyone would go after them for that.
Yeah.
It would be a losing case. Zhu, a Twitter alum, co-founded Iterable with Andrew Bonney, previously of Google, in 2013.
So he co-founded?
He co-founded it.
Was he microdosing at the time that he co-founded it?
It doesn't say. It just says the only time he microdosed was in 2019 when he was trying to increase his focus.
Okay.
The company, which provides marketing solutions for businesses, has rapidly expanded, and its roster of clients currently includes such well-known brands as DoorDash, Zillow, and Basics. In the wake of Zhu's dismissal, the company's board replaced him with Bonney, a CEO, the other co-founder. Bonney wrote in his missive to staff that Zhu's behavior not only violated Iterable's policies and values, but also undermined the board's confidence in Justin's ability to lead the company going forward. At the same time, Bonney praised...
Psychedelics inspire fear in those who have never tried them.
That's exactly right, because they're afraid of the unknown.
Yep.
It said, at the same time, Bonney praised the new former colleague as a world-class innovator and creative thinker. Well, that's because he was microdosing, and it opened up things that you don't see.
If he was good at all at his job, like, this just seems like either somebody didn't like him or somebody just really doesn't understand drugs.
Well, I imagine that your average shareholder, your average person who's attending these sorts of shareholder meetings or whatever, is going to be a 50, 60-year-old conservative white dude who's probably going to be a little bit upset to know that the CEO of a company that they're invested in is doing LSD
on the job.
But, I mean, I wouldn't have an issue with it. I'd be more inclined to invest in the company if I knew that the CEO was regularly microdosing. I'm like, this guy's going places.
You'd like it. They're going to explode, and they are, $2 billion.
I would be stunned to find that Elon Musk isn't microdosing.
Yeah, I mean, he's dating Grimes.
Didn't he smoke herb on the Joe Rogan show?
He did.
Wasn't that him? And there was like a big stink about it at some time?
Well, yeah, because his company fires people if they fail drug tests for marijuana.
Right.
Oh, really? That's, what's the word, hypocritical?
Yes, Elon Musk is the epitome of hypocrisy.
I have seen
He's a disgusting human being.
Really? Okay, I was going to say, I've seen so many like hot takes on Elon Musk, and I just have no opinion on him, but I have never, ever liked Grimes. Like, since she first came out, nobody knew who she was. My sister, like, turned and was like, I can't listen to this, and she's just not cute. I don't like her. And now she's getting so big, especially in, like, the pop community that, like, I'm, like, really into, and I just don't like her.
Did you say that Elon Musk was dating Grimes?
Yeah, he has a baby with her.
I didn't catch that part.
Oh, I thought that was.
Did I not? Did I not say that? My bad.
I think you did, but it was like a just a nonchalant.
Yeah.
They have a baby, and they named him like XYZ354.
Yeah, they named it something completely stupid.
And what are they? What are they going to call it? Like, what do they call it? Not XYZ X.
It starts with an X,
It starts with an X. Is the only thing that I remember. It's like a series of random symbols and characters.
It's like a Wi-Fi password.
Hmm. Yeah, it's. It's a stupid name to name a person.
Maybe there's too much microdosing.
he may very well have been microdosing or tripping hard when he came up with that name.
Yes, I have it.
You know one thing I really don't like about her? She has a song called We Appreciate Power, and I don't like people who are obsessed with power, and, you know, she's dating Elon Musk. It just smells like they're probably not good people.
I don't remember.
Is she blonde?
No. She's brunette. She's from Canada.
I don't remember now what Elon Musk started. We talked about it recently. I didn't know that he ever started anything. I thought he just started out as a welfare.
Is he the owner of Tesla?
He is now, but he started out somewhere else.
Okay.
And I don't remember what company it was. I wish I did. Maybe a caller out there knows. 603-283-6160. No, he founded a very successful company. Was it Square?
I don't know. I'm going to go with it.
It was PayPal.
Oh, really?
He was the one who started PayPal. Yes.
Wow.
Is he still in with PayPal?
I don't believe so.
Smart guy.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. That's the call line. You can take control of the airwaves. We're going to talk more about LSD and this poor CEO who was fired despite, evidently, being relatively successful. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. That's the call in line. Lately, I've been spacing on that number for some reason. There have been so many times when sitting here, I just almost
get up. And it's right there.
Yeah. Well, I don't look at it because I have it memorized, but I just come so close on so many occasions to spitting my cell phone number out on the air. And it's because lately when I'm talking to people, I need to give them my cell phone number. So that's the number that I give out more frequently than any other, despite, yes, really, I'm currently giving out my cell phone number more often than the show number that I say at least 24 times a day. So anyway, it's Free Talk Live with Ari,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
And you brought in a story about how vaccinated people are ticking time bombs.
Walking biological time bombs and a threat to society. It is from Foreign Affairs Intelligence Council.com.
I have never heard of that website.
I had not either until I read this article. It says, people who are ignorant enough to be injected with an experimental vaccine that accelerates the generation of highly contagious super strains in their own bodies are walking biological time bombs and a threat to society. The globalists know this. They're consistent with their goals of global mass extermination, they are giving the most dangerous and most contagious people vaccine passports so they can freely roam across society, spreading their super strain viruses far and wide. Again, this is all by design.
So this person is alleging that the vaccine is some sort of biological weapon that people are being
exterminated. You know, and I thought that a long time ago. I was like, well, maybe they're just trying to weaken our immune systems so that they can kill off some of the population because we're growing so rapidly.
Well, you know, regular vaccines, the sleeve on them will say you have to quarantine yourself for 15 days after getting a vaccine. And nobody ever is told this. Nobody ever does this because
with COVID?
Oh, no, regular vaccines. And that's what I'm always freaked out about. I'm like, I don't know what little kids around me just got their vaccines. And they're, like, just shedding, because you shed for 15 days. That's why you're supposed to quarantine. They're just shedding measles around me or whatever. Like, that freaks me out more than people who just, you know, were never exposed to measles, never needed to be vaccinated for it. But, you know, I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
What I get is that parents are like, oh, so-and-so is, you know, they've got a fever and they're not feeling well, but they had their vaccines today. If you know that your child is going to have a reaction to something that they're going to get poked with and put into their body, why would you take them to get it in the first place?
Yep.
Well, the long-term benefits may outweigh the short-term benefits. You know, I'm not saying that there isn't a case where a vaccine is good. If you have reason to believe that, you know, pneumonia is going to kill you, it stands to reason that you would want the pneumonia vaccine.
Is there one?
Yes.
Hmm.
But we have immune systems, and I am a strong believer.
Yeah, but a 78-year-old woman would probably be better off with a pneumonia vaccine than trusting her immune system to still be able to fight it off.
I'm sure there are cases when, you know, you're 78 or you have just, like, something already messed up with your lungs and you can't fight off pneumonia by yourself, where you should get a vaccine. I think every single person across the board at, you know, from birth until they're, like, 5 years old, getting, like, 50 shots is crazy.
Oh, it's a lot more than 50.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how many it is, but it's certainly a lot.
And the thing is, the nurses, they don't know, like, anything about these shots. They just know, oh, so you're 12 and a half weeks, you get this shot. They know the schedule. They don't know anything else about it.
And I read, it was just like a headline somewhere, that the average 35-year-old has less vaccines in their life than the average 2-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Can you imagine how many? I mean, I'll be 40 soon. Like, I got vaccines when I was younger, and that means 2-year-olds have had way more than I will ever have.
That's a scary number.
Yep.
But what we're talking about here isn't even a vaccine. It's gene therapy. It's experimental gene therapy.
Do we know if they shed? Because, like, it's not a normal vaccine, and most people don't even know that it's not a normal vaccine, so.
I would imagine with COVID-19 being in the headlines as it is, if there was any risk that a person who got the vaccine could transmit it to others, they would have to quarantine after getting
it. But they still make them wear a mask.
Yes, they do.
Which makes no sense.
It's completely stupid.
And have you heard about the, like, women giving each other messed up periods after they get vaccinated? Like, a woman who isn't vaccinated can live with a woman who is vaccinated. Then all of a sudden she's been bleeding for three weeks. Or, like, you know, some women have been claiming that in the middle of their birth control pack, well, you have, like, 3 weeks that have different colors, and those have hormones in them, and they keep you from having a period. Then the last week is sugar pills and makes you have a period. I have never, ever in the, like, 3 years I've been on birth control had a period in the not sugar pill week. And women have been saying, like, my body just doesn't care, and it's just bleeding through all of them. And that, like, doesn't happen. Like, it's like clockwork when you're on birth control.
It is. Yep. And you're supposed to take them at the same time every day.
Yep. Is this supposed to be a result of women living together where one of them got the COVID-19 vaccine?
That's the idea right now. It's so new, you know. It's just so many people just, like, on the internet or, you know, reporters asking people have been saying, like, I didn't get vaccinated, my roommate did, and now my period is painful, more blood than ever, and going on for, like, way too long.
I haven't heard anything about that, but I'm not watching Reddit and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, I always see that on Twitter.
It says the safest people are those who have strong innate immune systems and have already built up antibodies against the coronavirus without needing any medical intervention. This is easily accomplished in most people with the help of vitamin D, zinc, nutrition, restful sleep, and avoidance of toxic foods and medications. Yet the entire science industry refuses to recognize any role whatsoever for innate immunity, and antibodies that individuals create on their own are not recognized as serving any function whatsoever.
It's certainly bizarre to me that the scientific community, the science crowd, these settled science people are so uninterested in the survival rates and the likelihood of long-term damage rates. I mean, it's killing a very small percentage of the population. I realize it's tragic that people's great-grandparents are dying as a result of COVID-19, But if you look at things realistically, they were going to die in the next few years anyway, or they could have died of the flu this year instead of COVID-19. We just don't know. But let's face it, if you're trying to remodel the entire world off the fact that your 82-year-old grandfather died, then your perspective on things is just completely out of whack.
Yeah, my grandma in her 70s said to my aunt, who had COVID, and so did one of her kids. My grandma was like, when am I going to get to see the kids again? And my aunt was all like, I don't know, maybe 2028. It's going to be a long time until I'm comfortable again. And my grandma just literally said, I'd rather die from COVID than not see my grandkids for that long.
I imagine that's how most grandparents would feel. But that aside, you're probably not likely to kill your grandparents in the first place, because I think the average death age was like 80-something. It certainly wasn't affecting 70-year-olds. Or, I mean, it was, but not as significantly. It's insane that we've done all of this for a disease that several Free Talk Live hosts have had. We've been bashing this nonsense, saying it's overblown from the beginning. Then suddenly, more than a year later of no social distancing, most of us not wearing masks ever, some of us partying more than ever. I've been more social during 2020 than I've been at any other time in my life. And yet it took a year for any of us to get COVID-19. And once we did, Captain was sick for a few weeks. Mark was sick for about a week. I was sick for about a day. I still can't taste anything, and that's annoying as hell.
Wow.
But I'm totally fine. Otherwise, people are like, oh, it's just long-term lung damage. You'll never be able to breathe the same again. What are you people talking about? I don't care about lung damage at this point. I just want to be able to taste my food again.
Yeah.
But even then, the long-term consequences, those were the ones being pointed to when we first pointed out that, you know, the mortality rate of this is extremely low. They're like, yes, you may not die, but you will experience permanent lung damage, and you'll never be able to breathe quite the same again. I'm a smoker, so my breathing kind of sucks anyway, and I'm not having any issues. Why are you healthy 23-year-olds freaking out about this thing? It's fine. Take it from someone who has had it. You'll be fine.
I had it, and I will say one thing that I've ever noticed at all is so much stuff smells like something that everybody else disagrees with me now. And I used to, like, brag that I have a really good sense of smell, and I'm always just, like, always smelling garlic. Like, I'm always just like, does my house smell like garlic? It, like, I smell garlic or something, or not just
does
garlic.
Does that persist?
Not all the time. It's just, like, if I smell something that's, I don't know.
Because, like for the last 3 or 4 days, all I taste is Big Red gum.
Oh, my God, no.
I haven't chewed Big Red in, like, 15 years, but it's all I taste.
Maybe there's a series of things you go through.
I don't know, but it's very weird. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.